This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Busy buying hockey tickets for the beginning of the program here. Because everybody wants to go to hockey. I don't blame them. We're at Rolf Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks today for What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with the commissioner of the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, which is the conference that the UND hockey team is now in. I'm such a dinosaur. I remember when they were in the WCHA, the Western Collegiate Hockey Association, and some of my greatest memories were going down to St. Paul, Minnesota for this tournament, which was then the WCHA Final Four, like in the 80s. Then it became the WCHA Final Five at Xcel Energy Center. Even had the honor of doing the public address there for one of the tournaments. First time I'd done it outside of the Rolf Engelstad Arena, which I did for 18 years. So UND hockey is really part of the whole Hennen family, and my greatest memories growing up. And you know, when I say growing up, I guess I was 18, 19, 20, 21. Those years were formulated with a whole lot of great friendships with the UND, so a lot of fun. A lot of fun, that's for sure. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. We'll tell you about this tournament, why it's here, mainly because Minnesota couldn't hold it. So it has to be here. No kidding. Also, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the full hour. Any questions, any topic, it is the time to ask it. I know we hear from time to time concerns that members of our congressional delegation don't fight hard enough. And I have been of the opinion that, I don't think we would want to swap members of our current congressional delegation for anyone else. And I just do that based on what I see in the way of fight from them. On the other hand, I also see, and I'm literally laminating this comment, because a listener sent a text that we actually used last week with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is, of course, a senator from South Carolina. He also happens to be the chair of the Budget Committee. And Kevin Cramer, our senator from North Dakota, handed the phone to Lindsey Graham last week. I said, Lindsey, do you understand how much people want our members of Congress, in this case for North Dakotans, Hovind, Cramer, Armstrong, to fight? I said, let me give you an example. Here's a text I just got. It was from a listener that said, we want them to fight like they're the third monkey on the ramp to the Noah's Ark after the rain has started. Now, when I first read that, I laughed for about 5 minutes. But second of all, there's a lot of truth in that. That's the level of fight we want from our elected leaders. And if you can't fight like that, when you see Joe Biden on television last night with, I had the creeps the whole time. I had the creeps. And the reason I had the creeps is because I felt like, now I know how they felt in other times in our history when a leader got up and said things so devoid of any reality that you go, what is happening? What is happening to our country? I mean, and Joe Biden is obviously able still occasionally to read the words on a teleprompter well. I don't know if they give him a shot in the rear end or what it is, but there's some kind of mechanism they have when he really has to pull it together and actually read words on a teleprompter. That's now the bar we have, ladies and gentlemen. That's now the bar we have. So he can still do that, but it's clear he's not writing the words. It's clear he's not formulating this. And if we're to believe him, Donald Trump, his predecessor as president, was flat out evil, did nothing, cared not a whit about COVID. And Joe Biden is riding on a white horse to rescue us. I'm flabbergasted by that. I don't know if you watched it last night. I don't know if you care. I don't know if you're paying attention to any of it. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. So much so, part of me says, you know what? That's going to play out like it's going to play out. As we sit here in western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, let's focus right here on what we can do. And we have an oil and gas industry under attack. Under attack. We have a climate action plan that is now being sued by, a lawsuit has been lit up against it by 12 or 13 states. We talked to Wayne Stengem recently about the level of legal fights it's going to take on some of these things. Focus there. Focus where we're going to be a victim of this insanity known as the federal government, and fight those battles. All the way down to this poor soul that is being harassed because his flag is too loud, that we talked about yesterday on the program. His flag is too loud. Take the flag down or we're going to charge you $100 a day in a fine. Those are the kind of fights I'm ready to engage in. It'll help maintain my sanity, number one, because you got a fighting chance of winning at the local township, county, city, state level, more so than some of this insanity there. And we sort of channel what is going to impact us the most into a legal track on the national level. We hope at some point a court will recognize the lack of election integrity on November 2020, and maybe that's revisited. But keep our heads down. Don't lose the fight, because as long as a patriot is being fined $100 a day in Fargo, North Dakota, because his flag is too loud, we've got a fight on our hands. As long as we have a state government that is still debating whether it's okay for unelected bureaucrats to tell you, you must wear a mask. And by the way, I was just reviewing the Minnesota revised. This is actually revised. You know, cases are falling off a cliff. Vaccinations are escalating by the day. And Minnesota is being so bold you can't even believe it. They acknowledge, good news, cases are dropping like a rock, vaccinations are ramping up, and their mitigation changes as of Monday. Are you ready for bold? This will probably blow you away. You can have a social gathering. Yes, you can. That's now allowed. But wait. Say it's a Memorial Day celebration at the lake. And you're going to have people out there between the house, the cabin, and the dock. Whoa. Comrade Walls has got a people counter, and he's going to cap you at 50 people. Now, if it's a crappy day, and it often is on Memorial Day, and you want to go in the cabin, whoa, 35 of you got to stay out there in the rain, 15 can come in. One out, one in. One out, one in. This is the new revised effort. What about bars? Oh, I got a bar that holds 1,000 people. Dear leader, how many can I have there? 250? You can only have a quarter. If you're a small bar, we'll let you go up to 75% of capacity, but we got to limit you. So, dear leader now wants to do further economic harm to bars and restaurants with cases are falling off a cliff, and vaccinations are accelerating. Well, what about an entertainment venue? I got a wedding coming up in Minnesota. I'm wondering, for the wedding dance, what can I do? Well, say you go to a place that holds 500 people for your wedding dance. You can only have 250 there. But guess what? Before Monday, it was only 25% of that crowd. You can only have a buck and a quarter at a 500-seat venue. And whether your wedding is indoors or outdoors, Minnesota says you can only have 250 people there. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's the state of North Dakota inflicting that level of harm onto a private enterprise, or it is North Dakota doing it, but to a lesser degree, it is wrong. It is wrong. Jeff Hoverson, a pastor from Minot, has to be the adult in the room for the North Dakota legislature and say, wait a minute. Local entities, unelected health bureaucrats, have abused their power, so therefore we're going to make sure they can never do that again. We're going to leave it up to smart people at local levels to decide for themselves what the limits are. And North Dakota State Senate will vote on that soon. They're going to vote on that. I don't know if this is by design, but it's actually April 1st, guys. You can't believe this. You can't make that up. They're voting on that on April Fool's Day. I kid you not. But that's an important one for me because we have sent freedom upriver. We've just said we're done. We've cashed in way too much. So there's another hill you fight on in my mind. What's your hill that you think we should die on? Is it federal? Is it state? Is it local? You tell me. Open phone time to start the day. Call me at 800-228-0550 right now.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're at Engelstad Arena today, so we'll play some of the sounds that you get at Engelstad Arena when you're here for a great hockey game, NCHC tournament. Tickets still available, by the way. You can call Ticketmaster, has them. You can call Ralph Engelstad Arena box office. You can walk up tonight and get tickets. That with a cap of 3,000. That's a travesty, too, because then people think, I can't get them, so they don't go, but you can get them. There's tickets for the NCHC tournament. Single elimination tonight, UND and and Miami of Ohio. And Miami of Ohio is going to come like junkyard dogs at UND tonight. UND's in the tournament already, see. But they're playing for the trophy. They're playing for the tournament. So it is Friday in Lent, and Friday in Lent means... I don't know about you, but I can already smell the breaded cod at PetroServe USA. Let me tell you about some of the locations where they have great lunch specials. Like, for instance, in Bismarck, 1120 East Divide Avenue. Todd, can you smell it when they're cooking up the codfish sandwiches over there at Divide?
Man.
Right kitty corner from the Capitol? Cheese pizzas, potato wedge baskets. They got you covered, okay? Valley City today, exit 292. Pollock and Fries. They have boats of wedge fries. They have cod on a bun. Or you can go cheese pizza. Fish and shrimp in Yulin. Pollock filet and cod finishes, cod sandwiches, rather, in Glendon. West Fargo cod sandwiches. You get the idea. Fargo locations, NP Avenue downtown, the Pollock sandwich. Bismarck, Valley City, Harwood, West Fargo, Glendon, Yulin. Lots of great lunch specials right there on this fine program we call What's on Your Mind. Let's get to the phones here today. Two texts that I want to get to. One says Biden lied, bald-faced lied, claiming 527,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. were greater than World War I, II, and Vietnam, plus 9/11 combined. That number is 585, not even close. Biden lied. Isn't that something? Because that would be called a Trump lie by every network on the face of the earth. That'd be called a Trump lie. You know, he's within spitting distance, but he lied. He lied. And again, of that 527, I'm just going to warn you, this is going to sound very insensitive. I don't mean it to be insensitive, but it's going to sound insensitive. Of the 527,000 lives listed as COVID-19 deaths on a death certificate, I would argue one quarter of those were not from COVID. Minimum. One quarter of those were not from COVID. They were listed as COVID because somebody that died with something else had COVID. This is my estimate. I would venture to say another, I'm going to just be very cautious, 25% were in the category of vulnerable before COVID, meaning they're in a long-term care facility where if you have a fall or you get the flu, sadly, that leads to death. And in this case, instead of a fall or a flu, it's COVID, which basically has replaced the flu. So let's be realistic about the numbers, too. If you lost a mom or a dad, a grandpa or a grandpa, a son or a daughter, does that matter to you? They don't care. I'd rather than throw around numbers, you talk about, okay, here's what came at us. Here's how we took it on. And but for, are you ready for this? But for a president who was a business person first and a politician second, we would have never had the vaccine in the time we had it. We would have never had the level of competition for the vaccine had we had it. And that 527,000 could have been 5 million by the time this thing's all done. And these boneheads, yahoos, dipsticks, pick your slang, can't recognize the basic common sense in that. It's really crazy. Margie in Bismarck is our first caller. What's on your mind, Margie? 258-0550. Give us a ring. Go ahead, Margie.
Yeah, hi, Scott. You were saying that where do we start as far as fighting all of this disinformation and our loss of freedom? And local, state, etc., etc. You know, the only place that I've ever learned to start anything is within one. Within myself. There's so many times that I wanted to rush out and do something, and I didn't have that feeling in the pit of my stomach, okay, this really is important enough to go out and fight for it and make your opinion heard. That is where I am at today. I'm getting that feeling in the pit of my stomach says that, Marge, your dad fought in World War II. Your sons have gone to, they've been in the Navy. I've got a grandson in the Marines. I have lost people in service to our country. I am finally to the point where all of this is now important enough to me to do something. And I think that's where a lot of my friends are. I think that's where you are. And hopefully a lot of the people that are listening, make our freedom, our future important enough to the one person that can do something about it, and that is ourselves. Up till then, you know, it's like I could not listen to Biden last night. I cannot accept this unacceptable person as our president standing and lying for everything that I have been raised to believe in. That's where I'm starting, and I'm starting with this phone call.
Well, I can't even begin to improve on what you said, because I think that's a clarion call from an obvious patriot to everybody else, and I think you spoke for so many. You pulled a Rush Limbaugh there, Margie. You just said, that's how I feel. People are shouting at the radio right now, and I think the key there is start. Once you start, whatever it is, and you have that passion and you have that drive that comes from your gut that you're talking about, you're going to be successful. It's just a matter of what level of success you get to and what ultimately defines success. But you're going to do that, and I think you're exactly right. We've got to find that within ourselves and then define what hill we're going to die on. Literally, what hill we're going to die on. Are we going to take on the federal government now, and that's going to be our consuming, overarching thing when we get up every day? I'm a little less inclined to go there, although clearly we need to. Clearly we need to, but I think we need to take care of our own house first and build a moat, if you will, around God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people that say, no, those founding fathers knew what they were talking about. That's why my grandfather fought in World War II. That's why my kids were, as you say, sons and grandsons, Marines and everything else. And while I can't do that, what can I do? And what will be meaningful? To find that within yourself, you couldn't have said it any better. You really couldn't. And I think, hopefully, Margie, we're going to have a lot of people calling over the next couple of weeks to say, I'm with Margie. I'm with Margie and Bismarck. I want in on that battle. So thank you for that very much. And I hope others will agree. Margie just nailed it.
Thank you.
Stay in touch, Margie. You're going to be our leader. She's going to, if she's found it within her, we can too. Can I tell you about a great homegrown company? A place to go when you need to upgrade the copier, the printer, the office equipment. They're employee owned, which means your neighbors own them. They're based right here. Your money stays in the community. It's Advanced Business Methods. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. You support them, you're supporting us. ABMnow.com to find out more about how they can help. And you need good security. They've got it. ABMnow.com.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced in an address to the nation Thursday that he is directing states, tribes, and territories to ensure everyone is eligible for COVID-19 vaccination by May 1st. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and 3 coronavirus vaccines in record time, that will be achievable. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's alleged mistreatment of women is moving up the legal chain. Thursday, the Albany Police Department got involved in a case focusing on the 6th accuser that Cuomo allegedly groped at the governor's mansion. As the list of lawmakers telling Cuomo to resign from office continues to grow, Mr. Cuomo said he won't, and he has done nothing wrong. It could become a crime to taunt a police officer in Kentucky under a bill that passed the state Senate. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 2211 on Thursday and now awaits House input. Under the legislation, anyone who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer could face up to 90 days in jail and fines. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Scott Hennen, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, man on the controls, and Todd is in charge of finding the best hockey music. You know, goal scored, team coming on the ice, all of that. And that kind of was made for a top 40 DJ, I think, Todd, which you were in another life, right? So you got this. This is not a big ask we have of you today, correct?
Not at all.
Not at all. Love it.
Right in the wheel.
Text me. Text me at 701-367-2054. Questions or comments, welcome today. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Our Be the Buffalo hotline, answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. And emails always welcome, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Let's see who's next here. Fred and Wing, Jeff and Calm, Ruger and Golden Valley, in reverse order. Stand by. We have the commish here, so we want to talk with the commish first. We're in Eagleston Arena today for a couple of reasons. One, they're hosting the conference tournament for the best conference in college hockey, number one. Number two, this arena is the first time ever hosting this tournament because the WCHA Final Four, I think back in the 80s, the WCHA Final Five, as it morphed into later in the XL Energy Center. It started in the St. Paul Arena, went to the XL Energy Center, has been at the Target Center before, but has always been in Minnesota. And now, I think that's right, Josh Friend is here. I better check my math in here. Josh is the commissioner of the NCHC. Good to see you, Josh.
Good to see you. The WCHA Final Five migrated its way over to Wisconsin for a few years.
That's right, it did. Yes, it did.
Milwaukee in the Bradley Center. So, yes.
So the actual...
But it was only a handful of years, I think.
But between the original Final Four, which was St. Paul Arena,
right,
the Final Five that was bounced between XL and the Bradley Center,
yep,
in Milwaukee, otherwise it's always either been in Minnesota or Wisconsin, always.
Correct.
Right? Since
yep.
the beginning.
Correct, yep.
When was the first WCHA Final Four? 80s?
That's a great question. I don't know if I know the answer. Early 80s, I think.
Legendary
St. Paul
games.
Civic Center.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think the 97 team had to win it there, won the WCHA title there. Dean Blaze's first national championship that followed, that was at the old St. Paul Arena. So it went into the 90s before XL Energy was built.
Yeah.
But my point in raising all this is it's here for the first time ever. It's in North Dakota. So welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you raised an interesting point. I never thought of it in that way. But yeah, first off, it's great to be with you and great to be in the state of North Dakota, in the city of Grand Forks. But yeah, a little different tournament location for us. But we're happy to be here.
It's fantastic, and we're glad you're here. And I always say it's 3,000 more people here this weekend and into next week than would be in a Minnesota venue. They've just now revised their guidelines, but you still wouldn't be able to get anywhere near, well, actually the same amount of capacity you had here and planned for some time, you could get there now. So they're still ways behind.
Yeah, you know, obviously those guidelines came out this morning. And so when we were making adjustments and plans for our tournament, certainly we'd love and want to be in St. Paul at XL Energy Center. But when we had to make some decisions at the time, you know, I think it was 250 people that we could have in the venue, and to go into a National Hockey League venue and open the doors and really just play hockey games with nobody there didn't make a lot of sense financially. And so we had to think a little bit differently, and the financial component of it was not the only factor, but it certainly was a factor as kind of where we were going to go, and we knew that there was an opportunity for attendance that could be had here at Ralph Lincolnstead Arena.
Where would you put this arena on the rank if you had to say every college hockey arena? I always say it's number one, but I'm a homer, right? But certainly top 10 even of hockey arenas in the country. I mean, is that in the spitting distance, correct?
There's no doubt. I'll give you a very politically correct answer. It's top 8 in the country.
How many teams are there?
We have 8 in the NCHC. So it's top 8. No, I mean, in all seriousness, Scott, obviously it's a fantastic facility, and you know, withstand the test of time. The building isn't certainly old by any stretch, but when you walk around, it feels still very new. And that's a credit to Jody Hodgson and his staff for kind of the upkeep and what they've done to keep the building looking new and fresh. But certainly one of the best venues in all of college hockey, no doubt.
You know, there was some consternation when the WCHA was kind of sputtering along, and what's going to happen. Minnesota, Wisconsin saying we're going to take our puck and go in the Big Ten. What will happen? And talk a little bit about the dream that became the NCHC, which now really, I mean, just look at pure statistics, you'd have to say is the strongest college hockey league bar none in the country. How did that start?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, July of this coming summer will be 10 years from the day in which we announced the conference. So it was actually right around this time, late February, early March of 2011, that a group of schools had gotten together and had a discussion about whether they thought maybe there was something different to be done with conference affiliation. Because, as you referenced, Penn State decided that they were going to add a program, which is great for college hockey. Obviously, we're going to go. And at that same time, then, kind of the Big Ten said, hey, we're going to sponsor men's ice hockey. So you had Minnesota and Wisconsin coming out of the WCHA, pretty significant. You had Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State coming out of the CCHA. I would argue even more significant to the CCHA in terms of that loss than maybe Minnesota, Wisconsin coming to the WCHA. And so you had schools kind of on both sides looking at it and saying, okay, the existing conference affiliation, WCHA, CCHA as we know it, is that long-term for us? And ultimately, it was a handful of schools that got together, like I said, about 10 years this time and said, we want to do something different. You know, we've got a high level of commitment to our hockey programs. We're in it to win conference championships. We're in it to win national championships. And we want to affiliate ourselves and align ourselves with others that think and believe those types of things. And so that's really when the conversation got started. We officially announced in July of 2011. And the first season was the 13-14 season.
And now how many national championships?
Four.
Four in 10 years.
This is only our 8th competitive season.
Okay.
So 2 years kind of we announced, and then there was some planning,
that's right,
obviously.
Yep.
So 4 and 8. We didn't have one last year.
Right.
So it's kind of 4 and 7.
And you would have, I think, last year. But
I don't know what would have happened last year. I'm just saying we didn't have a national championship
last
year. So 4 and 7, and those four, and I think you know this, are four straight. North Dakota, Denver, Minnesota Duluth.
And then
year off last year.
1959 was the first national championship for the UND hockey program. I'm looking at the trophy right now. 63, they got another. 80, another. 82, 87. Kind of kicked into the glory years. Dean Blaze brings the program back in 97. And then in 2000, and of course, Dave Haxtell, Brad Berry, the 2016 era. Amazing. And of course, this team is every bit as good as every one of those. So if you get a chance, come watch this. This is a great hockey. Miami of Ohio will be fighting for their life tonight. And it's do or die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be great hockey this weekend.
It's do or die for a lot of teams. And what we've done, Scott, is we've changed the format of the tournament. You know, in this kind of world of what we're dealing with, we wanted to get the tournament done in somewhat of an expeditious manner. Still wanted to have a meaningful event, but we got rid of the best of three in the quarterfinal round. And so prior to this year, the normal was the bottom four traveled to the top four, they had to win two out of three games in that home team's rink with their home fans in the building, and it was a challenge, obviously, for the visiting team. This, we've got, you know, somewhat of a neutral site, I guess, other than for North Dakota, and it's one-game shots.
And it is still a battle to keep these kids, you know, healthy and play. What is the deal? Is it the circulation? Why is there so much of the COVID spread in the hockey world?
Oh, I don't know if I can answer that question. I just think, you know, we across college athletics have had a hard year, whether it's hockey, basketball, football, really any sport. You know, I believe that we've been held to a higher standard than maybe just kind of the general society and public. But that's okay, because we wanted to do our part and keep the general society and public safe. And so these student-athletes are being tested multiple times a week.
For months.
I mean, Scott, I go back to all the way into the fall where these teams have been consistently tested 3 to 5 times a week. And so you think about it over time, that's a wearing thing on a young athlete that's frankly just there to compete and obviously get a great education wherever he or she is. And so it's been a really trying time for college athletics, and college hockey's a part of it. And you know, it's been exhausting in a lot of ways, but it's also been, I think, liberating, because we've been able to put together a schedule and play games and give these student athletes the competitive opportunities that they worked their whole lives for, right? They worked their whole lives to get to this point, and some will move on to the next level. They have aspirations to do that, and we are giving them this opportunity to compete. And we've had to adjust, we've had to morph, we had to change protocol, we were testing, as I referenced. But it's all for the opportunity to play games, and we've been able to do it, I think, fairly successfully.
And the amazing thing, even with the capacity cap of 3,000, you can get tickets today for this tournament.
Yep.
So I think there's a lot of folks out there thinking, oh, I can't get them because there's only 3,000. You can get them. You can go to Ticketmaster right now. You can walk up to Ingolstadt Arena and get single-game tickets here. You can get the whole tournament at Ticketmaster, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got still full packages available, but single-game tickets are available for the quarterfinals right now. So once the quarterfinals are over, then we'll go on sale singles for the semifinals, and then obviously eventually the championship. But yes, there's tickets available to watch 8 great hockey teams. It'll be 4 great games, a lot of unique, interesting action where, you know, the people local into the Grand Forks and Fargo markets, they don't typically get to see Western Michigan play Duluth. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be one heck of a hockey game tomorrow night. And so I know they're familiar with UND, and they know what UND is, but come out, watch some other action. Denver and Omaha tomorrow afternoon. Going to be a great game. St. Cloud State, Colorado College this afternoon. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, sure.
The college game, anyway, is superior to anything in hockey, in my mind, because the speed is there, the skill is there, obviously. But these guys are, this is live or die, you know, time where you're your last chance. I mean, it's just great hockey. So I really encourage people, buy the package, take it all in. My gosh, we've lost so many opportunities over the last year to do things that we can consider quote-unquote normal. This is the perfect time to get out, you know, go to Ticketmaster, get your whole tournament tickets, and you're going to see some great hockey.
Yeah.
I only have a short time left. Sure. Is there more to come for the NCHC? Do you want 10 teams? You want 12 teams? What's next?
That's a great question. You know, the discussion about membership really has kind of been, I suppose, backburnered because of just everything that we've been dealing with. You know, there's a lot of things on my list that I say to myself, we have to get back to discussing, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I suppose just the landscape of college hockey in the West is something we're eventually going to have to get back to.
I hear there's a little buyer's remorse in that whole Big Ten thing, so we'll see maybe if there's some folks that want to change there. Josh, great job on what you've done with this league in just a very short period of time and your leadership, and glad to have you in North Dakota.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
NCHC Commissioner Josh Benn with us on What's On Your Mind. Okay, back to your calls. Bring your best stuff, Ruger, because you're next. Then Jeff, then Fred, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmoth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota Equipment Auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrankey retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Can you smell that, Todd? Marie, you're out there, you smell that?
Oh, my gosh.
The smell of a new catalog. I mean, I'm just like a kid. I go back to my, you know, days in Montevideo, Minnesota as a first grader, you know, and I'm like, ooh, the Christmas catalogs are here.
I'm just going to say, the Sears Christmas catalog. Remember that?
Circle all the things want. This catalog's for the big boys. It is the Piper's 2021 Equipment Auction Catalog. All the retirement estate consignment auctions that they're going to be doing, I would highly suggest you call, well, you can call the Bowman office if you want, 701-523-7366, and say, I need one, I want one, please get this to me. 701-523-7366, the Piper's Bowman office. I just think they're probably sipping on coffee, kind of thinking it's going to be kind of a quiet Friday there today, and now we're going to ring their phone off the hook for some of these new catalogs. 701-523-7366. 7366. Sorry, fellas. Jim Sabe now is going, what happened? My coffee just tipped over. Let me just pick one of these. Next Thursday, the 18th, 11 a.m. at the Pipers Auction Center in Steele. They've got a farm equipment auction going on there that is a 2015 John Deere 6150R tractor, 9250 tractor, harvest hang gray handling, seeding tillage and spraying equipment. There's a 2014 Max Semi, a 2008 Wilson grain trailer, the tools, the attachments. They got crop lifters for headers. They got poly tanks. They got John Deere monitors, receivers with activation, the whole deal. That's just one, but there are many. Pipers.com for the whole list, or call Jim and the boys in Bowman. They got a couple of two-day auctions coming up, too. Lots of great stuff, great iron, great prices, 523-7366, Pipers.com. All right, Ruger, are you ready to bring it? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Yeah, I'm always ready, Scott.
Beautiful.
Yesterday I was, I got a few things, but, you know, if I don't get them in, whatever. Yesterday I was watching Becker's show on Beck, and he had Representative Lauser on there talking about this HB1, the federalizing of the federal voting or voting laws. I think you should have him on your show to talk about it, actually, Lauser, because there's some crazy things in there, and I'm not going to get to them all because a lot of them I didn't hear from the speech coming out of my ears.
But. Super producer Chris Larson is right here. Did you hear what Ruger suggested?
Yes, I did.
When Ruger calls and says, hey, this would be a good guest, we sort of put that on the top of the list, right? HB1, we've talked briefly about it, not in detail. Senator Kramer was asked about it last week, but we will get Scott Lauser on this program ASAP. What else, Ruger? Anything quickly?
I appreciate it. Yeah, I want Wayne Stengem wouldn't sign on to the amicus brief yet to a friend of the court there, a case to make that an unconstitutional House bill. And I'd like you to ask Senator Kramer to start referring to gun control bills as gun prohibition laws, because ultimately that's what their plan is to, you know, prohibit the Second Amendment to us. And gun control just doesn't sound good enough anymore, in my opinion.
And
the Second Amendment prohibition laws.
I like that. Now, the North Dakota role in challenging the case you're talking about on the amicus brief, is that HB1 specifically on that?
Yes.
Okay.
There's
all right,
20 other attorneys general that have signed on to this amicus brief. Now, Wayne's not one. I don't have nothing against Wayne. I like Wayne. He's a great guy. I've talked to him a few times.
Yeah, I think they're in a position right now having to pick their battles. And because I recently was in his office, saw a stack of things they're working on related to all kinds of overreach. And there's different states, different leads. But most of the stuff I was talking about was energy related. So I'll ask about HB1. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. Fred and Wayne, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Fred, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that lady that called in and talked about getting all of a sudden being moved to act. I think a lot of us have already been moved prior to this, but I'd like to explain to her that through our history of our country, people have been moved to act on the Constitution, and we call them the amendments to the Constitution. When slavery was adopted in Amendment 14, slavery was rejected in Amendment 14. People tried to push that amendment, just like the Democrats tried to push a false election on us and did. So they had the next amendment, Amendment 15, which gave the Congress power. The people made this change through constitutional amendments. They gave the Congress the power to go and enforce any attempt to mess with the election. And that's what people got involved, and that's how people got it done, and that's how people being informed. The Bible tells us we learn things precept upon precept. And that's what we did with the Constitution. We built it. The people built this Constitution precept upon precept. And we don't understand part of that, but go to your Constitution and read it. And I just hope that Mr. Kramer understands that we have the power given to us by the Constitution to make darn sure that when the votes are threatened, that they can be, that the Congress had the power and still has the power to change it immediately while it's happening. So
specific question for Kevin.
I just hope Kramer understands that.
Yeah, give me the specific question you want Kevin to answer.
I want him to answer how he can read the 15th Amendment, the 19th Amendment, and the 23rd Amendment, and say that he wasn't given power in the Congress to act immediately on this fraudulent election.
Got it. And he's answered a version of that before. I don't remember enough to give you the cliff notes on it, Fred, but we'll definitely ask him top of the list. I see Eddie in Williston has a question for Senator Kramer. We'll get you first, Eddie. We'll ask Fred's question, and others welcome for Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.